This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Friday hailed the strength of the alliance between the two countries after the strains of the Trump era during a day of talks expected to be dominated by North Korea, China, and COVID-19 vaccines. After a one-on-one meeting in the Oval Office, the two leaders were joined by top aides in the state dining room for a broad discussion that included North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Moon told Biden that South Korea will closely work with the U.S. to achieve complete denuclearization and establish a permanent peace on the Korean Peninsula. Moon approached his Washington visit hoping it would provide the fresh impetus to his dream of building peace in North Korea, but U.S. officials have played down the prospect of a dramatic fresh initiative. U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday that there has been no shift in his commitment to Israel security, but insisted a two-state solution that includes a state for Palestinian remains the only answer to that conflict. Biden spoke at a White House news conference on the first full day of a ceasefire after 11 days of Israeli Hamas fighting that killed well over 200 people, most of them Palestinian in Gaza. Biden said that at the end of the meeting that But President of South Korea, that he also played down the idea that the newly ended fighting had opened a rift among Democrats. This is VOA News. U.S. President Biden and South Korean President Moon Jae-in pledged to form a comprehensive partnership to accelerate vaccine rollout in the world. Biden announced that the U.S. would vaccinate 550,000 South Korean service members who serve alongside U.S. forces on the peninsula. This marks the first commitment by the Biden administration for what it plans to do with the 80 million vaccine doses it aims to distribute globally in the next 6 weeks. Biden has said he hopes to use domestically produced vaccines as a modern-day arsenal of democracy, a reference to the U.S. effort to arm allies in World War II. At the same time, the White House has pledged not to attach policy conditions to countries receiving the doses as global vaccine diplomacy heats up. Germany has committed a further 100 million euros to the COVAX vaccine initiative and will directly donate up to 30 million surplus vaccine doses to poorer countries. That's according to German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Merkel urged the EU conditions and countries to follow Germany's example in giving any leftover vaccines to countries that lack their own supplies. She was speaking at a news conference after a G20 summit on COVAX, which aims to ensure less developed countries can also vaccinate their populations. The German chancellor also said the EU has pledged 1 billion euro in order to promote the production of vaccines in Africa, so we'll be able to use 60% of its necessary vaccines by the year 2040. The head of Myanmar's military-appointed State Election Commission says his agency will consider dissolving Aung San Suu Kyi's former ruling party for alleged involvement in electoral fraud and having its leaders charged with treason. Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy won a landslide victory in last November's general election, but was prevented from starting a second term by a military coup in February. The new Union Election Commission said in an investigation of last year's poll showed by the Suu Kyi's party had illegally worked with government to give itself an advantage at the polls. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.